This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today arrived in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on the fourth leg of his five-nation visit. During the visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 17th BRICS summit. During the summit, Prime Minister will exchange views on key global issues, including reform of global governance, peace and security, strengthening multilateralism, responsible use of artificial intelligence, climate action, global health, economic and financial matters. The Prime Minister is also likely to hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi will also travel to Brasilia, where he will hold bilateral discussions with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on the broadening of the strategic partnership between the two countries in areas of mutual interest, including trade, defence, energy, space, technology, agriculture, health and people-to-people linkages. Our correspondent informs that the Sherpas from the member countries have prepared the groundwork for the discussion that will lead to a joint declaration.
The Sherpas from the member countries met in Brazil to stitch a draft declaration that will be deliberated upon by the heads of state during the leadership summit on July 6th and 7th. BRICS has been working relentlessly for the development of Global South. It wants to form a framework to collaborate on expanding cooperation in the areas of health, ethical use of artificial intelligence to solve global problems, reform multilateral banks, meeting the challenges of climate change, and also want to foster a balanced and inclusive global governance. India is keen on sharing its expertise in inclusive growth and digital economy. It also would like the BRICS forum to mention in the declaration a condemnation of cross-border terrorism perpetrated on India. It is a significant event for India where it can exert its influence on global affairs and advance its strategic interests within the BRICS framework. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded a productive meeting with Argentine President Javier Milei yesterday. The visit marked the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Argentina in 57 years. The two leaders held a brief one-on-one meeting followed by delegation-level talks covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties. They agreed to enhance cooperation in key sectors including trade and commerce, technology, defence, space, health and pharmaceuticals, and further deepen the strategic partnership between the two countries. A report on major themes of the discussion.
Considering the potential opportunities for both the nations, Prime Minister requested Argentina's support in expanding the India-Mercosur Preferential Trade Agreement. Highlighting its strength in affordable and quality medicines, India called for easing of entry regulations for Indian pharma companies. Argentina confirmed that it will allow imports for medicines having US FDA or European EMA approvals. Cooperation in energy and critical minerals was a key focus. With vast reserves of shale gas, oil and lithium, Argentina is seen as a reliable partner in powering India's growing clean energy and industrial needs. Collaboration in space sector, multiple use cases for drones, and sports management were also discussed. President Milei showed keen interest in India's UPI, and both sides agreed to facilitate a central bank visit for studying its role in monetary policy. Prime Minister thanked Argentina for their support following the Pahalgam terror attack. Prime Minister also invited President Milei to visit India. Manish Shiva, Akashvani News, Buenos Aires.
At least 32 people are dead, including 21 adults, and more than 25 campers are missing after flash floods tore through Texas, prompting massive rescue efforts. Kerr County Sheriff Larry Latha said the dead include 18 adults and 14 children. He also said that at least 27 people remain missing. In football, the Indian team beat host Thailand 2-1 in its fourth and final AFC Women's Asian Cup 2026 qualifiers Group B match at the 700th anniversary of Chiang Mai Stadium and qualified for next year's main event. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his American partner Robert Galloway moved into the third round of the men's doubles event at the Wimbledon 2025 Grand Slam after convincing win in London yesterday. Shubman Gill concluded a record-breaking Birmingham test against England with breathtaking knocks of 269 and 161 across both innings, making him the batter with the second-highest aggregate of runs in a test match after Graham Gooch against India at Lord's in 1990. Olympic gold medalist Neeraj Chopra continued his exceptional form, winning the inaugural edition of the Neeraj Chopra Classic 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.